Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show where we will spend every single minute
changing people's lives.
And you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Let's check in real quick with Canada. They sound like they're doing well.
Firstly, it enables the Attorney General to create a 2S LGBTQI plus community safety zone to prohibit within 100 meters of the property any homophobic, transphobic act of intimidation, threat, offensive threats, offensive remarks, protest, disturbance, and distribution of hate propaganda within the meaning of the criminal code. It also comes with it a penalty of $25,000 if prosecuted successfully.
That seems like things are going well up there. Chris gave me a heartbreaking update during the break about, you know, the Anheuser-Busch thing that we're not going to drink any more of. Remember this. Maybe you've been saying to yourself for the past couple days, hey, it's no big deal, Jesse. I don't drink that. I drink local. I drink microbrews because microbrews are everywhere now. Well, let me clue you in on something. We got microbrews all over here in Houston. I actually know a few of them. Really, they're almost all hard-charging small businesses, totally our people. The goal of these microbrews, not all of them, this is not universal at all, but the goal of the microbrews mostly is to get big enough, popular enough, noticed enough so that one of the big beer companies will come in and buy you out. You know, you start brewing beer in your garage or wherever you beer brewers brew it. You're brewing beer in your garage, come up with some good flavors, maybe you end up starting a little shop. You get your beer picked up by a couple local bars, local grocery store. The goal is one day Anheuser-Busch walks in and says, hey, that's a good beer you've got here. How about $50 million and now it's our beer? And they stroke you a check and you go off to Barbados with your dime wife and then they move on and act like they're a microbrew. I'm bringing you all this news to bring you some heartbreaking news if you're anywhere close to me, although I think they're national now. There's a microbrew, well, you thought it was, called Carbach. It starts with a K, Carbach. Yeah, they got partnered with Anheuser-Busch. I love Carbach, dang it! Let's get to some emails. Dear Jesse, if I heard you correctly, you think, or I think you included Julius Caesar as an emperor. He was not an emperor. His nephew Gaius Octavius, Caesar Augustus, became the first emperor in 27 BC. He ushered a period of peace and prosperity for Rome, the Pax Romana, which I'm sure you know. I just wanted to make that minor correction. I often hear people associate Julius Caesar with the emperors of Rome. He wasn't an emperor. With that said, I would like to use a quote attributed to Julius Caesar. I can't say it. It was in Latin, but that's pretty close to what he was saying. Look, not everybody.
Buenas tardes.
I do think we are now looking across the Rubicon, metaphorically speaking, realizing our country's future is no longer certain. I say loudly, and he put it again, Chris, we got to figure out what this means. Can you look this up? It's probably Spanish. Alea Ecta S or something. I don't know. I'll give you the email in a second. Anyway, the die has been cast. The fates smile upon us. Let us cross that Rubicon and march into Rome and be victorious. even if we are outnumbered 3-1, which we are not, by the way. That was Caesar. He was outnumbered badly by Pompey Magnus, and then because he was freaking Julius Caesar, kicked his butt anyway. Anyway, the guy goes on. Love your show. Love your use of Roman history. Sincerely, the only non-Marxist and non-atheist anthropologist. And he says, P.S., do you know what it's like being a PhD and not a leftist these days? An uphill battle. There's opinion I see asking me, would you like a reply? Obviously, who would not run a reply from Jesse Kelly? Yeah, I'll rely on the PhD guy, but I still consider Julius Caesar to be an emperor. He wasn't officially an emperor. I realized that he was still within the Roman system, but he did kind of take it all by force and whatnot and did really whatever he wanted to do. He made out of it. Michael, you don't have to low crawl in here to grab the emails. You can just walk into the studio and grab the emails, Michael. Anyway, he may not have been an official emperor. You're correct about that. I'm not saying you're wrong, but the Republic was done. By the time Caesar walked in there, the Republic was done. Jesse, your local take back will not work. Okay, let's figure out why. Popularity is controlled by social media and regular media. Without influence over the means of popularity, there is no chance. Worse, the time for any revolution is limited. The kids in school right now are being indoctrinated into the cult. In 10 years, when they start to vote, we will be hugely outnumbered. The only chance we have is a civil war fought to win. And soon. How do we win? The red states have the, well, whatever. I don't know what he was trying to say there. The Nikes? I don't think that's what he meant. We do have a lot of Nikes around here, even though I don't buy them. All right, now let's talk about this for a second. Because maybe when I've been telling you, hey, we have so much to preserve and we can win, we just have to begin locally and small, not flashy and nationally and sexy. Maybe because we're all a little down right now. We're getting kicked in the teeth a few times. Maybe you have been sitting there saying it's hopeless, always lost. Jesse, it won't work. We have no chance. We don't have time. We have to declare a civil war. First of all, let's just say something about civil war. That would be the most horrific thing you can possibly imagine. Even look, picture the worst thing you can possibly imagine and then multiply it by 10,000. That's what civil war has looked like forever, not just in this country, wherever it's fought, because civil wars are fought at home. So before you ever write to me again and suggest we have to have a civil war, I want you to picture the person you love the most, and I want you to picture holding them in your arms while they die. That's what a civil war is, all right? It's your church burning to the ground. It's your wife, your husband, your child dead. It's everyone you know gone. It's horrific. So don't say that to me. You don't want that. All right. You don't. God forbid that day ever comes to this nation. It would be horrible. You think it might sound fun because you get mad at the communists sometimes. You think it might sound like a night raid where you go steal some hippie's emergency food kit? That's not what it looks like at all. It looks really, really ugly. Now, you say we don't have time. I'll tell you what, I'll give you this. Maybe you're right. Maybe they are too far ahead. I don't believe that, but let's for the sake of the argument, let's say you're right. We're too far gone. They're too far ahead, but we don't have time. We don't have time. Well, how are we going to know until we start working our way towards the finish line? Let's at least start marching, and then we'll find out if they happen to get there ahead of us. We don't know that, and we don't know the things the future will bring, the wonderful things and the horrible things it will bring. I just joke about that stupid Oracle stuff. I can't see the future. Neither can you. We know some trends. We know some things that are not going our way. We get all that, but don't we owe it to the next generation to try? I argue that we owe it to them to try. And remember, I could spend the whole show reading you emails of people, of listeners who are digging in and running for local elections or helping other people win local elections. And they're winning out there, seizing our communities. Remember, Mao did not begin in Beijing. Mao began in the hinterlands. Mao began in rural China. And he solidified his base there. Eventually, he worked his way in and took everything over. Do not attack what is strong. Attack what is weak. You know how I talk about the red state GOPs being pillow soft and low T? Because they are. That's why they don't get anything done. Because they've had life so comfortable, they don't have to struggle for re-election. They just walk to re-election. You know, I talk about that all the time, right? Well, I've got great news. That's exactly what the communists are like on your school board and on your city council. Because the right has never embraced these races. They've never gotten involved in these races. We don't even know who's on the county board of supervisors. We've never gotten involved. We've never cared enough to dig into these and fight for them. So the communists who sit on your child's school board, they're pillow soft too. They're ripe for the picking. Let's go get them, right? Let's go run against them. Bounce them from office. Get them. No more Civil War talk. Enough of that. God forbid that day ever gets here. Here's what I will talk to you about. I will talk to you about driving up to your home. Picture this. You drive up to your home. Maybe you got the fam in the car with you, getting home from dinner, something like that. And you see you got a piece of paper taped to your front door. So you scamper on up there and see what exactly that is. And wow, that's an eviction notice. You'd probably be pretty confused, right? More than a little concerned. You understand that people are living that reality in this country right now? Because home title thieves hack into your home title, which is online. They forge your signature on it. They go start taking loans, multiple loans, four or five loans out against your home. You don't have any idea. So you start getting late notices in the mail. Well, you're chucking them. I would chuck them. Oh, that's not real. I didn't take that out. Spam. Only it is real. Eventually, that's an eviction notice. They'll evict you from your home, having done nothing wrong. You know that? You might already be a victim. Go find out. Home Title Lock offers you this for free. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse allows you to put in your address and see if you're already a victim of it. Just go see if it's still in your name. While you're there, I would highly suggest you sign up and get Home Title Lock. That way you don't ever have this happen to you. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Once again, congratulating the good people of Chicago tonight. I do not feel bad for anybody. This is their brand new mayor.
You're not condoning looting.
I'm saying that people are acting out of desperation. We don't want a society that is acting out of desperation. But you have to pay attention to the cries that people have.
So you're not condoning looting.
There's no way to embrace that. What I'm saying is you can't condone the looting that corporations continue to do every single day when they take tax dollars from black, brown, white folks all over the city of Chicago so that they can turn a profit.
That is the new mayor of one of the great cities in the United States of America. Rumor has it. It's more than a rumor. I just can't confirm it will come true. But rumor has it 800 to 1,000 Chicago police officers have said they were going to retire if this guy won the mayoral election. And he did. So remember, your Democrat friend who lives in Chicago, the next time they text you, talk to you at an event, a family reunion, whatever it may be, and they say something about crime, you have an obligation to that person, if you truly care about them, to let them know you voted for this. I am happy for the people of Chicago. This is how they want to live. This is the guy we live. We are blessed. You are blessed and I am blessed. We are blessed to live in a nation where we get the exact government we deserve. Not every one of us, of course. You deserve a lot better than what you get. But overall, as a whole, we get the government we deserve here. Chicagoans have been presented with an opportunity. Hey, do you want to get rid of Lori Lightfoot? Yeah, too much crime. Hey, who are you going to vote for next time? The guy who's going to turn all the criminals loose and defund the police. This is how they want to live. So as the businesses flee and Chicago descends into Juarez, I want to congratulate them. It's obviously what they want. I don't want to live that way, so I don't vote that way, and I don't live in Chicago. That's why I won't live in Houston. I live outside of Houston. I don't ever go into Houston because the people in Houston, they want to live with the animals. They want the animals to take over. It's all communist this and communist that and turn the criminals free. And now you get shot just driving on the highway through Houston. I am happy for the people of Houston, though. I want them to live how they want to live. I'm going to keep living how I want to live, and I'm going to focus on my community. This story cracks me up. Federal agents break into the wrong hotel room and interrogate a man during a training exercise. I know, Chris, I'm going to have a hard time keeping a straight face. So here's the deal. The FBI was working with the Department of Defense doing a training exercise. They kick in the door of some guy's hotel room. They handcuff him. They interrogate him. And they put him in the room's shower for 45 minutes. And apparently, he was not involved in this whatsoever. He was an airline pilot. He was an airline pilot who woke up and he's getting cuffed and tossed in the shower. Why the shower, though? That's so weird. Why the shower? What? Oh, what if it's cold water, Chris? I don't think they can do that. Can they do that? I mean, not now. Don't get me wrong. They'll be pulling all our fingernails out in about 40, 50 years. But I don't think they can do that right now. You can't just dump cold water on somebody. Chris, that waterboarding was yesterday, okay? It was no big deal. Gosh, it's not even that important. All right, before we get to the emails, I do want to get to something that I'm serious about here. The headline is, the mother of a trans child said she felt bullied by doctors who provide child gender-affirming care, they call it. That's the mutilation of the child. And I have been and will remain very, very, very hard on parents who serve their children up to the wolves, to this trans demon cult. I will always be hard on these parents. But individually, I am more merciful when it comes to the individual cases, because the truth is, not everybody's like you. Not everyone's strong enough to stand up to it. Not everyone's educated enough about what's going on. And parents these days, especially if you had bad parents, imagine if you had bad parents, so you don't really know how to parent, and then you're consuming all this stuff. It's being tossed at you from every single part of society. And then a doctor comes to you and says, hey, I think your son might be a girl. You better let us chop his penis off or he might kill himself. Maybe you're the single mom. They really go after the single moms a lot when it comes to this. And let's say you get scared into doing these things. Don't get wrong, you're still a terrible parent, but I feel bad for you. I feel that this is going to be, when you have a culture that's kind of rotting out from under you the way ours is here in the U.S. of gay, when you have a culture that's rotting out from under you, it's going to be much more difficult on stupid people than it is on you. That's just the truth. It's hard to be stupid in any environment. Good environment, bad environment, very hard to be stupid. It's deadly to be stupid in an environment like we're going into. It's going to eat the dumb people up quickly. Very, very quickly. All right. I still can't believe what we lost in Wisconsin yesterday.
This is the most consequential election of 2023, Jesse. Why is this important? Because the liberals have already indicated that they're going to put their thumbs on the scale. And that means that Wisconsin, which currently has voter ID, we could lose voter ID going into 2024. We could lose proof of residency, which is required to register to vote in the state of Wisconsin. And I'll remind you that a conservative court here in Wisconsin deemed that unmanned drop boxes are illegal. Meaning if the court flips liberal, you're going to have unmanned drop boxes on every street corner in Green Bay, Eau Claire, Milwaukee, Madison. And it's going to be an arduous uphill battle in order to win Wisconsin and the White House in 2024.
Oh, rough times ahead. You got your food? Everyone in your home have your emergency 3-month food kit? Being as how we're staring 4 years of Gavin Newsom in the face. Headline, Gavin Newsom headed to Florida college that DeSantis wants to take over. Gavin Newsom has already begun his presidential campaign. for when they bounce Joe Biden from office? You ready for California policies nationwide? Does your family have emergency food? Because this human being has a great chance of being elected, and then, uh-oh, My Patriot Supply has emergency three-month food kits ready to go. They have them $200 off right now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Make sure you have this. You will sleep better at night. You stressed? You down? Man, the wife makes fun of me. I've told you before. I go look at mine sometimes. It makes me sleep better at night.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MyPatriotSupply.com. Everyone in your home needs an emergency three-month food kit, okay? We'll be back. Thank you, Chris, for bringing us back with the greatest rap song and the greatest rapper of all time. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I don't really want to talk about this sad story or Build-A-Bear. You know, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's get to some emails. Hey, Mr. Future best-selling author. My wife and I live in Pompano Beach, Florida. My wife loves our governor. She likes him so much. She said she has a secret crush on him. So she surprised me this morning when she said, I'm really upset at DeSantis because he signed the constitutional carry law. Now just anybody can walk down the street with guns. It's going to be so crazy on the streets. Of course, I responded, isn't it awesome he signed it? Just another reason why Florida is the bastion of freedom. I told her about Florida being the 26th state to pass it. You have to be 21, only handguns, so on and so forth. She wasn't hearing any of it. We got into a little argument. Could you please explain to her why constitutional carry is such a good thing for us? She'll believe you. Plus, you could lead to some great... Oh, I'm not saying that. Makeup stuff. Their names are Matt and Giselle. All right. I, first of all, want to be pretty merciful. Look at how nice I am, Chris. I'm such an... What, Chris? I am. Anyway, I want to be merciful to people who get scared about things like this. And this is the reason I'm merciful. When I was dating the wife and eventually got married, I had grown up, as you know, it was all toy guns when I was a kid. I was always John Wayne or one of the Indians. It was always cap guns and toy guns. I would carry realistic toy guns with me with my dad rabbit hunting when I was 6 years old. Eventually, my first gun was a .410 shotgun, and I think I was 7 or 8. And I would take a .410 shotgun and some eggs, if my folks let me have some eggs, and a box of shells, and I would just go walking out in the woods, and I just go shooting eggs and shooting things and stuff. That's just how I grew up. So familiarity with guns makes you comfortable with guns. However, having experienced it with the wife early on, people who aren't very experienced or extremely experienced with them, they do get uncomfortable around them. It is something designed to kill. You don't know whether the people who don't know whether, is it going to go off? I don't know. Is it what can it do? What can't it do? And then when you talk about something like constitutional carry, which really is outstanding, they get understandably nervous sometimes. Is everyone just going to walk around like it's the Wild West and we're going to have shootouts at the grocery store and things like that? Allow me to calm you down. You know, obviously, about all the horrible shootings that take place in this country, especially anymore in the last 20 years since Columbine. We make all these people famous, all the mental health problems, just for a ton of different reasons. Well, I want you to do something for me. I want you to pick up your phone right now. If you're nervous about this, about constitutional care, I'm going to make you feel better. All those mass shootings, all those different places, I want you to pick up your phone if you're not driving, and I want you to do an internet search for mass shooting at a gun show. I'll give you a second. Mass shooting at a gun show. Chris, you're probably looking it up as we speak. What are the results over there, Chris? Hard to find, huh? That's weird. Chris kind of specializes in that. Would you keep looking for me for a second? I don't want to miss anything. I understand the intimidation of thinking there are going to be guns anywhere, and that makes you less safe. Having guns everywhere makes you extremely safe. Why? Well, look, the mass shooter in Tennessee, that piece of trash who attacked the Christians in Tennessee, we already know for a fact she had planned a mass shooting somewhere else, but was worried about how much armed security there was there, so she moved on. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, Jesse, we're not talking about trained armed security or cops here. We're just talking about everybody having a gun. Well, everyone doesn't carry a gun. There are two types of people in a constitutional carry society who will carry firearms. Criminals, because they carry firearms in every society, and then people like me, people like your husband, people like the women out there who are intimately familiar with firearms, trained with firearms. The inexperienced person who you're worried about would never carry a gun around. I, very early on in our marriage, because I wouldn't give up any of my guns, I couldn't get the wife to carry a gun on her, and I'm big on that. Especially because she's so freaking tiny. I couldn't get her to carry a gun. Well, I had to train her. I had to get her familiar with a gun. So she was eventually comfortable that it wasn't going to jump out of her purse and start shooting and hurt the kids. As soon as she got comfortable, she carries everywhere now. I understand being uncomfortable with it. But it's going to look nothing like you think it's going to look like. Big and scary and everybody waving a gun around. In fact, you're going to find that old saying, an armed society is a polite society. You're going to find people treat everyone with a lot more care and respect. A lot fewer hotheads out there when you don't know, hey, he might be carrying a gun. I better watch my mouth. Be polite. Yes, sir. Hey, man, sorry about that. Hey, excuse me. Hey, let that go. A lot more polite people in society. You hear this out of New Mexico?
Well, in New Mexico, many of the teachers carry guns, just in case.
Show me your weapons and tell me what they are.
45, sir.
45.
I'm assistant pastor. This is a 45.
Yes, director of security. 45.
The pastor carries a 45 in a case that looks like a Bible. The principal is also armed with a 38 semi-automatic pistol.
How many of you feel safer knowing that your teacher has a gun? All of you.
All of them. If you're not familiar with firearms, or not that familiar, maybe you're just getting into it, I know they can be intimidating. They're loud, and they kill, and I know I'm not dumping on you at all. I told you about the mistakes I made when I was starting to train the wife. The first weapon I had her shoot was my .357 Magnum. I should have started a little smaller than that. That definitely set us back a little bit. Had to convince her after a while that they don't all kick quite like that. But I understand the intimidation. believe me when I tell you, this is a good thing. It is a good thing. You shouldn't need anybody's permission to walk around armed in the United States of America. I wish all of us were armed all the time. It comforts me. It gives me a great deal of comfort. When I was running for Congress, as you can imagine, my people were pretty much true believers. Virtually everybody on my campaign staff carried a weapon. I felt so safe everywhere I went because I was surrounded by guns. Even if they got me, someone was going to get him. I promise you that much. It was going to look like the daggone Wild West out there if somebody came popping off at me. So rest easy. It'll be fine. You will actually have a much safer community now than you did before. Now, we'll get to this Build-A-Bear thing really quickly and headlines I didn't get to, maybe a couple emails. I do want to do this, though. We talk about putting our money where our morals are, and I emphatically encouraged you last night to switch from Verizon and AT&T and T-Mobile because they're garbage companies and switch to Pure Talk for a bunch of different reasons. Save a bunch of money. Pure Talk's an actual patriotic company, American customer service. It's easy to switch, all these things. So I encouraged you to do all that last night. You did in droves, and I just wanted to say thank you tonight. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you. We are getting better. Look, I have a million miles to go to improve myself. We're getting better at putting our money where our morals are. The cell phone one I love because it's so easy. 10 minutes on the phone with Pure Talk. You keep your phone, you keep your number, or you can get a new one. They have great discounts and stuff like that. But you, why wouldn't you do it? 10 minutes to stop sending that money to Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile every month. Pick up your phone if you're still thinking about it. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. All right? Switch to Pure Talk. One more segment, then we're out. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's get to a few emails because we have a bunch of headlines I didn't get to. I'll be back tomorrow. And let me tell you what we have planned for tomorrow. Nothing, but we're going to figure it out, and it'll be a fun show either way. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I'm sure you already know that the ranking officer staying at the Hanoi Hilton was Admiral Jim Stockdale. Yes, I do. He's a good man. His namesake paradox was about the two types of prisoners who perished. The optimist, who felt freedom was just around the next corner, and of course, the pessimist. His solution to survival was to be brutally honest about his situation, but to keep faith in his ability to overcome. This is taught in business school today. His solution for survival was demonstrated by you every day on your show. You use examples of how we trick ourselves into going along to get along. There are a lot of normie norms out there. Brutal honesty about where we are as a country has always set you apart, but it's the optimism and faith which keeps me tuning in. Let it eat, says I can say his name. His name's KG. Remember, it's fine to lament where we are. I do too. You were given this period of time. You were given it on purpose. It's not an accident. Someone didn't just fart and out you came. You were put here by God on purpose in this period of time. You weren't supposed to live in the year 1900. You weren't supposed to live in the year 200. You were supposed to live now. So let us live, right? Let's fight the good fight. Jesse, back in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan defeated the USSR through his Peace Through Strength program, building up U.S. arms at a pace that caused economic woe and the eventual collapse of the USSR. Aren't the Chinese using a similar strategy with us, working to promote green energy solutions in the U.S., to the abandonment of our fossil fuel resources while they forge alliances with major fossil fuel suppliers, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, to energize their fossil fuel-based economy to surpass ours and establish mastery in the world without firing a shot. The U.S. is heading for an economic catastrophe because we're attempting to build a modern economy with intermittent and unreliable solar and wind resources. Once our economy is hamstrung, we will be powerless to resist Chinese aggression. What do you think? Oh, 100%. Yes, it's very obvious to anyone paying attention. People talk about China invading and China's going to invade. And my response to that is always, why would China ever invade? They make the solar panels over there using slave labor. We buy them. They continue to run their energy sector on coal while joining together with oil and gas countries to make sure they have as much oil and gas as humanly possible, while laughing at us as we take the things the world runs on and we declare war on them. On top of that, they've infiltrated every level of our government. I'm pretty sure they own Joe Biden, so he could never do anything to them, thanks to Hunter and all his crooked stuff. How many of our generals do they own? Do I need to remind everybody that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs publicly bragged that he would call the Chinese counterpart and warn them ahead of time if Trump was going to declare war on them? That's high treason. He bragged about it. Why does anyone think China's going to invade? Why would you ever risk any amount of troop loss trying to invade here when you already own the place? Oh, you're 100% right. Mr. Pink Flower, last one for tonight. Jesse, I'm so conflicted. I've been wanting to run for sheriff of Salt Lake City and keep Utah communists angry, but I have a great career driving for 10 years now, and I just got a job for, I don't want to say the name of the employer, making over $100,000 a year. I have a 4-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old daughter I want to protect. My gut says run for sheriff, keep my job, suck it up. I feel like God is pushing me to run. Pray for me, okay, please? God bless you. We love you. And then he signs it. John 16:30, something like, I guess he didn't quote it exactly. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He said, this verse got me through my divorce in 2020 during the COVID BS. His name is Danny. All right. So this is one of those times that I really struggle. One, I adore Salt Lake City. Spent a bunch of time there when I grew up in Bozeman. If you ever wanted to go to a concert or something like that, we were always down in Salt Lake City. I just love Utah in general. So obviously I would want an anti-communist like Danny to go be sheriff of Salt Lake City. But you have a great job and you have kids, and I'm in no way discouraging you, but I don't feel right encouraging you when I'm sitting here safely behind a microphone. Hey, go give up your $100,000 a year job and run for sheriff. Look, if you feel called to do that, you need to do that. Period. End of story. There is no, forget about asking me. If you feel called to do it, you have to go do it. I don't ever feel comfortable telling people to quit their jobs, do things that are going to get you hurt, get you arrested, lose your job, financial. What if I sit here safely behind the microphone and say, yeah, run. You quit your job. You run. You lose. And then you're out of a job. And I still have a job. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's right to take a platform and use it like that. That's why I was so mad about everyone who encouraged other people to go to New York City and get arrested. That's why I never told you to quit your job during all the COVID vaccine mandate madness. I never did that to you. And I won't ever do that to you. I think that's selfish and I think it's wrong to use people who lean on your opinion in whatever way you do and treat them like cannon fodder. I want you to be sheriff of Salt Lake City. I know that. And if you're called, you got to do it anyway. I just don't think I can answer that question. Here's the best thing I can do for you, Danny. All right. I can save you $120 on the all season slippers from MyPillow. I think, but what, Chris? I think a good set of footwear will help Danny with his decision making. It helps all of us when you have comfortable feet. And when MyPillow's all-season slippers are $149.98, normally, only now they're $25. They're so cheap now in the closeout sale that they limit how many pairs you can buy. I feel like this is the no-brainer that will help us all and the nation. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Use the promo code Jesse. They won't let you buy more than 10 pairs because everyone goes and stocks up for Christmas, which I would recommend you do. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Or you can call 800-845-0544. Just tell him Jesse told you to call.
And now...
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Build-A-Bear grooms kids with a drag queen stuffed toy. Just a heads up, Build-A-Bear is joining together with RuPaul's drag queen, so children will have more drag in their lives. Avoid Build-A-Bear like the Black Plague that it is. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. files paperwork to run for president as a Democrat. Now, I don't really know much about Robert F. Kennedy except that he's JFK's nephew. I just know that it takes some guts to be a Kennedy and run for president. Walmart cutting 2,000 jobs amid trepidation and uncertainty. These major employers like Amazon and Walmart slashing jobs by the thousand over and over and over again really tells you all you need to know about where we're going. Who was Rupert Murdoch's two-week fiance? Who cares? New North Carolina lawmaker swaps parties, handing the GOP a veto-proof supermajority. Gosh, that's awesome. There really are some great things happening right now. Leonardo DiCaprio testifies that the CCP-linked Malaysian financer, now a fugitive, sent $30 million to Obama during the 2012 campaign. Man, Obama was so dirty, but so good about working the levers of power. Chris, is it levers or levers? Because I hear people say every way. It's both. Which way sounds fancier? That's who we are. Levers? Oh, that's totally us. He was working the levers of power. And it's time for a spot of tea. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep your chin up and do it again tomorrow. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.